And I remember days after the funeral, getting Innes's ashes back. And as a precursor to that, we obviously needed to select an urn in which the funeral director could store his ashes. And I looked through this catalogue, my wife and I were looking through it together, and my eyes just trained in on this golf-themed urn. And I looked to my wife, and we locked eyes, and Kim said, "Chris, no, just no." I cannot even believe, looking back at it now, that I thought that was appropriate to store my son's ashes in a golf-themed urn. Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Golf Yourself Healthy. This bonus episode I'm entitling Golf Yourself Paternal. And let me explain that. First and foremost, I'll say welcome to our regular listeners. Welcome also to our newer listeners. And in particular for our newer listeners and for your benefit, the origin story behind Golf Yourself Healthy, the inspiration for its creation, was my son Innes. I launched Golf Yourself Healthy in February this year to commemorate a year since his passing. Innes was just a really small baby when we lost him. And when I was sat in the maternity ward with Innes and with my wife, and Innes there stillborn in what was unquestionably one of the most traumatic times of my life, I had a flash of inspiration. I considered how, first and foremost, I knew that more or less the only thing that could act as my salvation to help me overcome and heal from that trauma was to get to the golf course. I had known for many years prior to that incident, golf had been my release. It had been the activity I would engage in to help with my mental health. The golf course had for a long time been the place I would go to find serenity. And I knew as soon as I left that hospital, that would be the one of the first places I went. And I did. And it helped me. And amongst other things, being out in the golf course afforded me a space on my own, because I really needed golf to be on my own in the early aftermath. It afforded me the space to remember Innes, to think about him, to think about the life that could have been, to think about how I might go on and keep his memory alive. And one of the ways of doing that was thinking about him out in the golf course, channeling his memory and using it for positive intention, to think about him when I would line up over a shot. And it generally always helped. And so I had this idea that if golf was helping me in my time of need, then it must be doing the same for other people. And so began the idea. And it was a year in the making, really, because like I say, on the 18th of February, 2023, Innes was born sleeping. And then exactly a year later, on the 18th of February, 2024, I launched Golf Yourself Healthy. And the podcast, really to this day, is almost one of our flagship offerings. It's my way of communicating with you, the listener, you who I consider to be part of this community. And I think the image and the vision I had for Golf Yourself Healthy, let's call it GYH, because the number of times I'm saying Golf Yourself Healthy, I'm going to tire myself out. The vision I had for GYH was for this to be a community of golfers who are not only unified around the belief that golf is good for you and golf can help with our health and well-being in many different ways, but also that this is a community who are bonded together both by a love for golf and a belief in its well-being benefits, but also bonded by adversity, resilience, having overcome really difficult challenges in our lives, and how golf is one of the many tools in our toolbox, if you will, that we use to get better from that trauma or difficulty in our lives. Granted, golf can be very frustrating sometimes, and I think if any of you listen to this podcast over time, or even if you're a new listener, you'll maybe start picking up on this theme that equally, you know, we may from time to time bring our things, our defects of character, our issues to the golf course, and in turn, those unresolved issues maybe play out in the golf course and they prevent us from playing to the best of our ability or fulfilling our potential in golf. And also, I want this podcast to be about offering insights, inspiration for you in not just your golf, but in your life, but certainly where golf is concerned, to overcome some of those challenges, to actually clear out the difficulties as best you can and then get back on the golf course all the better for it. So the reason, though, this episode, I'm releasing it now, and why I'm calling it Golf Yourself Paternal, is not only to, again, afford myself for my own healing the opportunity to think about my son and what could have been and how we could have golfed together. Now, again, I will, especially for those of you who are either new to GYH or even seasoned listeners who haven't read it, I'm going to put the link to my first ever written GYH journal article in the show notes, because that is dedicated to Innes, and it talks about, it really builds on what I've already said, but it especially unpacks this idea that I had this notion that him and I would grow up together playing golf together as father and son. And also, by the time I release this episode, the video version of episode one, of season one, the launch episode of the GYH podcast, also dedicated to my son Innes, called In Memoriam Innes Scally Lynch, the golfer who never was. The video version of that is now available on YouTube, if you would care to go back and watch it, watch and listen, if you've never seen it or heard it before. The other reason why I'm putting this Golf Yourself Paternal episode out now is because my wife, Kim, is due any day now to give birth to our daughter. And I've been thinking about, well, I've been thinking a lot about her. And more than anything, I've been hoping that, and praying that her fate won't be the same as Innes's. And I have to remind myself that it's already not. You know, she's much more developed, and everything we find out in all the scans have been that she's got a clean bill of health, something that Innes didn't have, unfortunately. And so my wife and I have been told all the way through not to compare pregnancies. And I just, more than anything, I can't wait to meet her. I can't wait for her to be here. But much like I thought when I first knew Innes was coming into this world, I thought, will he be a golfer? And I'm thinking, will my daughter be a golfer? And I wanted to unpack this idea about being a parent first and foremost, but being a golf parent, or rather a parent who harnesses hopes and dreams and ambitions of getting their child into golf and being out in the golf course together with their child. And I guess I just wanted to first of all share how, in the time since losing Innes, I do consider myself a parent, because although he wasn't born into the world in the way that we would have wanted him to be, he was born and he was here, and I'm his dad. And I just get so much out of keeping his name alive. And you know, I always think about the child he would have grown up to be. And I do think about if we had been able to play golf together. And I just wanted to share these couple of stories with you. So, first and foremost, you know, given that not only did I decide after losing him, I've told you already about going out in the golf course and healing and all the rest of it, but I'll never forget the day we had his funeral. And it was a very, very small funeral service at a crematorium about 40 minutes from our house here in Wales. Very small, but immediate members of the family that attended it. And it was, if memory serves me, it was towards late February, early March, perhaps, last year. And the funeral car came and picked us up. It was a beautiful winter's day. Here in the Welsh countryside where we live, the hills were snow-capped everywhere. And I remember the funeral car driving us to the crematorium. Funeral cars drive carefully anyway, but they were driving even more carefully because of the weather conditions. And we were taking it all in. And there was a serenity that came over me that day. And as we drove into the grounds of the crematorium, we came off this roundabout. And would you believe, right next door to the crematorium was a golf course and a driving range. Now, I think to myself, what are the chances of that? Those of you listening may go, Chris, I know of plenty of golf courses that are located next to crematoriums. Well, I don't. I'd never come across that. And personally, I am a believer in signs from God, signs from a higher power. You may not believe in that, but I do. And I thought to myself, this is a sign. This is bizarre, you know? Now, I've never been back to, well, in fact, I've been back to that general area, but I've never played at that golf course. I'd love to someday because I just would love to soak it all in and just be back in and around the place. Innes' last place before he was cremated. We have his ashes here in our house. And I'm going to come on to that in a minute. But, you know, Green Meadow, I think that golf course is called, and it's in the Cwmbran area of Wales. And so that was strange enough. But some days or weeks following that, when we got his ashes back, and I remember days after the funeral, getting Innes's ashes back. And as a precursor to that, we obviously needed to select an urn in which the funeral director could store his ashes. And when we'd been presented with this catalogue by the funeral director of the urn options, I remember looking through them with my wife. And as is the case with urns, there's some more traditional ones that have no particular distinguishing features about them, shall we say, wooden ones, very, very basic. But there were some other really, really colourful ones. And I looked through this catalogue, my wife and I were looking through it together, and my eyes just trained in on this golf-themed urn. And I looked to my wife, and we locked eyes, and Kim said, "Chris, no. Just no." And she was right to do so, because I cannot even believe, looking back at it now, that I thought that was appropriate to store my son's ashes in a golf-themed urn, because it is one thing me remembering him and channeling his memory through the means of GYH, but then to store his ashes in a golf-themed urn is probably a stretch too far. And the most important part of that, in all seriousness, was the only person that really would have been serving was me, selfishly. And it also makes me think about now, with my daughter due to be born any day now, I need to perhaps get some perspective around what I want for my child. Because I've learned through the life and times of Innes that we don't get what we want always in life. I would have wanted for him to be healthy and free from the heart complications that he had, but that wasn't to be. I would have loved that he would have been here and we could have played golf together. That was not to be. There are more important things in life than getting my child into golf. The most important thing is I'm a present father. I'm there. I support my wife through the birth. And I'm just the best dad that I possibly can be to my daughter when she gets here. But with all of this in mind, I did think about, and so in one of the most recent episodes of the GYH podcast, guest episodes with Dr. Ian Peake, who is an elite golf performance coach, that's season 2, episode 10, I asked him this question about how can any of us be the most supportive parent that we can be towards our children, particularly as it relates to encouraging their participation in sport. Listen to this. This is what Ian had to say.
Just because you've got a boat doesn't mean you need to go sailing every day. You know, the club's in the corner of the room and we can't, they're not many us. We don't have the right to try and make them like us and like what we like. They'll develop. You know, as kids hit teenagers, puberty, they'll become more focused. They'll make a decision. They'll probably, you know, they should try a lot of sports when they're children. They'll make a choice. I'm going to specialise or I want to quit. I want to be good at something or actually I can leave this. And we've got to go with them in the journey, always listening.
Just because you've got a boat doesn't mean you have to go sailing every day. I just love that. And, you know, he talks about the golf clubs in the corner. We don't have the right to make our kids like us. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons I'll take away is and try and apply in my parenting. It's not all about me. I have to allow my daughter the freedom to decide the things that she likes. And maybe, sure, I can introduce her to golf by all means, but I mustn't force her to like it. Because actually, if I try and do that, she'll probably resent me and really, truly dislike the game of golf. But if you were to listen to that episode with Ian, he goes on and he explains that it's about creating that environment, the social setting for your kids to go into a sport like golf and try it out on their terms, etc. But yeah, not trying to mold our kids into being a mini version of us. That's one of the biggest things that I will take away. And I'll try applying in my parenting. So the last thing I'm going to do is sit here and preach to any of you and tell you how you should parent your children, because I'm in no position to do that because I'm learning, or I'm certainly about to learn. And so actually, do you know what? If anything, here's my call to action to you, to the GYH community members, to the GYH listener. If you have kids and you've introduced them to golf previously, how did it go? Did they enjoy it? Did they not enjoy it? Did they not enjoy it at first, but they've since come to love it? What was your role in that? What did you learn from that whole experience? If you'd like to email me, my email address is in the show notes. If you listen on Spotify, Spotify has a neat feature where I will plug the question in and you can answer it. And I really would cherish it a lot if you were to respond to me, because in all seriousness, I want to be the best dad I can be to my daughter. And I just would love to take any parenting advice, especially in this context of not just golf, but introducing your kids to activities and sports in particular, and what you've learned from doing that, and what the keys are to being the best parent role model that you can be in that context. So I'm going to leave things there, and I'm going to remind you again to make sure to follow the podcast if you don't already. Maybe leave us a review if you fancy doing that as well. And until the next time, I will always remember you to embrace the rough, because it's our response to adversity that makes us stronger. And cherish the fairway, because when you find yourself in the short grass, cherish it while you're there. See you next time.